As for calls from some members of Congress for the president to fire Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez himself, the White House isn't budging. A reporter asked Tony Snow about that at his briefing this afternoon, and here's what Snow said.
You're asking me what's going to happen for the next 2 years, Cheryl. I'm just not going to answer.
For the next 2 weeks.
He tends to keep him in the position.
Well, Republican Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama has expressed concern about Attorney General Gonzalez's handling of this matter, and he joins us now from Capitol Hill. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
You said the Justice Department is now under a cloud. Do you hold Attorney General Gonzalez responsible for that cloud?
You know, sometimes those events occur that raise questions based on inadvertence or just error, forgivable error. Sometimes it can be more serious than that. I don't think we know that yet. I believe the Attorney General will be forthcoming. He's got some questions he's got to answer. This is a tough town. People are not very forgiving, and he's going to have to answer them clearly and convincingly. I think he can, but we'll have to wait and see.
You say you think he can. At the moment, does he still enjoy your confidence as Attorney General?
Well, he's always been a straight shooter to me, a decent person who I believe has tried to serve his country well. I'm convinced of that. I have not joined in a call for his resignation, but when a top official in the department is inaccurate in their testimony, we're going to have a look at it, and that's just the way it is, and I hope that he'll be able to answer that convincingly, that there's no ethical or other intent in misleading Congress. If he did, I think he will be out of there.
At the moment, from the contradictory explanations that have been given of the dismissals and the email that was published last night that still contradicts prior accounts, can you square that simply with a communications problem or innocent mismanagement, or do you suspect people were trying to get away with telling Congress less than Congress wanted to know?
Well, if they were, then people need to be sanctioned for it. Apparently, the chief of staff to the Attorney General, who was in the middle of most of this, whose emails are most prominent, has already been booted or he resigned. So obviously there is some suggestion in that he did not perform according to the highest standards of the Department of Justice. But I got to tell you that I have some sympathy for these people trying to serve in public office. Things are happening around them, 100 decisions a day. People are in and out of their office discussing matters. It is easy to fail to communicate adequately or to remember adequately. So I think he deserves a real chance to explain what happened.
You're a former U.S. attorney from
yes.
Southern Alabama. When you read an email from that chief of staff to the attorney general that says approvingly of some U.S. attorneys that they are loyal Bushies, those were his words, do you hear a hint in that language of more politicization of Justice Department prosecutors than is healthy?
Well, that's not a good philosophy to utilize, I think. You want people and the president, any president, whether it's President Clinton or President Bush or anyone else, is entitled to United States attorneys who are loyal to his priorities. Mm-hmm. And they should be that. And if they fail to execute, as some did, some failed, I think, to follow aggressively the priorities of this United States Department of Justice, then I think it's time for a parting of the ways. United States attorneys are not entitled to keep their office for one day, much less indefinitely. So that's the fact about it. But I think it's not their politics. It should not. And there's absolutely no excuse for the Department of Justice trying to improperly interfere with a decision about a specific case.
Senator,
if there's any evidence of that, I think heads should roll immediately.
Senator Sessions, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Senator Jeff Sessions, Republican of Alabama, a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee.